You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Every day this week, we're going to start the show. What has changed about the Super Bowl? Odds-wise, handicapping-wise, we're going to always start this show with what has changed. Why? Because that's what you need to know first. Because you're making your bets, I'm guessing, as the week progresses. Or for the 50% or so of the audience that don't even bet, you want to know what Vegas is thinking. Guys, let's get straight to that. Fez, if I had to tell you or ask you, tell me about the marketplace, right? Think of it like the New York Stock Exchange and the ticker. What's happening right now in the marketplace when it comes to the Super Bowl?
So the marketplace is not moving. RJ, New England is a 2.5-point favorite. They've been that way since Friday. A few books have New England -2.5 with a little extra vigorous, -$1.20. Most books, New England, -2.5, lay that -$1.10.
All right, so let's recap. The line opened up, and some would say stupidly, and I think that's probably a fair adjective for it. Well, I guess that'd be an adverb. It'd be a fair adverb for it. Was the Patriots were underdogs. Fez, you have in your pocket, you've got a Patriots +1 ticket, correct?
Correct, and I'm loving that bet.
No doubt. But literally within the first couple hours, we were at 2, Pats 2. So what we've seen is a significant line move, significant money on the Patriots, but it was so significant, lopsided early, literally the night of the conference championship games, that in the 8 days since, what would you say, Fez, is we were sitting at maybe 2.4 come Monday morning a week ago, and now we're sitting at 2.6. I mean, like, we've had, like, 3 points of movement in a couple hours and just a smidge of movement towards the Patriots since. Is that a fair way to say it?
Exactly right. An absolute flurry of activity for the first few hours, and since then, just a tiny trickling of New England money each and every day.
Okay, now here's the question. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. I'm in Atlanta. The boys are in Vegas, breaking down what's happened since Friday in the betting market for the Super Bowl. Who's betting the Rams right now? Because here's the advice that I've been giving to everybody. And this is advice, quite frankly, that I think is not even debatable. Oftentimes, you and I will disagree. We'll press the green button. Me and Brad, you and Brad. Pros disagree all the time. This is one that I don't think disagreeing with is valid. I don't think you can disagree. If you like the Patriots, bet now. Why? Because three things can happen. One is the line stays the same. If it does, it doesn't matter when you bet. The other thing that could happen, number two, Patriots go up to 3. What happens in that case? Well, if you like the Pats, it's a catastrophe. Why? Because the Patriots at 3 is such a less bet, such a less attractive bet than the Patriots at 2.5. Why? Because 3 is the most common margin of victory in the NFL. If a team is favored near 3 points, they win by exactly 3 points almost 10% of the time. So 10% of the time, you're going to have a push instead of a win. That's a catastrophe. That's about all the edge you need to bet. Now, what else could happen? Number three, line could go down. Oh, RJ, what happens if we could get Patriots plus or minus 2? Isn't that better? Well, yeah, it is. But it's only better by a little bit. 2.5, 2, even 1.5, it's no big deal. 2 is such a rare number. Yeah, you'd rather lay 2, but it's not near. It's probably like 20% as valuable as 3. So if you're risking 5 times as much by waiting, why wait? Flip side, exactly the opposite with the Rams. You cannot bet the Rams at +2.5. That's me pounding the table. You can't. Why? Because, yeah, it might go to 2, and you're thinking, oh, I'd rather +2.5, but no big deal. If it goes to 3, though, you gain so much, 5 times as much. And remember, you only need – it's like getting married. Brad, you're single. A little advice for you here. You don't need every girl to like you. right? You don't even need 51% of girls to like you. Like, you want to be elected to something. You need one girl to like you enough to marry you. And as long, and I'm speaking from experience, as long as it's the right person, you're lucky, right? So you only need one plus three. So first of all, Brad, did you follow that?
I did.
All right.
Just need one, but it needs to be the right one.
Exactly. Take it to heart. Well, when it comes to the plus three, you just got to find one plus three. Minus 110, right? You want it to be, flat vig. And I think the odds, Fez, that if someone had even three outs, let's say they had three places to bet, what's the odds at some point between now and kickoff that Rams batters are going to be able to see a plus or get a plus three?
Oh, I think it's likely. I might set it around 65%, RJ.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait a minute. You'll let me pick three books, and you'll allow me to lay minus 200 to you that one of those books is going to go to three at some point.
Yeah, I know which three books you're going to pick. You're going to pick three
Vegas
books.
So, wait, hold on a
second.
So, hold on. So, you're backing off, right? You're saying your numbers are right. So, what's the number? I'll give you another chance at it. What's the number?
All right. We'll call it 50-50.
Well, no, I'm saying it's much more than 66% or 65%. I'm saying
interesting. I think we have a bet.
Wait a
wow.
minute. So, Brad, I think
yeah,
Fez is confused.
I'm jumping. Hold on. Because you don't. I don't. I guess that you didn't bring one of these with you down to Atlanta, RJ. I got a bet with you. I'm with RJ on this one. Doesn't matter. I think within three books, I thought the chances would be more right, likely 80%.
So here's what we'll do is we'll just name the books now so people can follow along at home. This is simple. Is I'll take the South Point. I'll take the Stations, both in all very billion-dollar books in Vegas. And, Brad, I'll let you decide. You want Caesars or MGM? I think MGM.
Caesars or MGM.
Let's
Why
go
not
MGM.
Willie Hill? We'll go MGM.
No, you're right. Let's go William Hill. So
yeah,
we got
William Hill,
Stations, and South Point, Fez. If at any moment between now and the Super Bowl, we've got an even money bet that if it hits three, we're right. You feeling good?
Better than good. Thank you. Thank you, Fez, for the free money.
Yeah, that was not my best work there.
See, guys, listen. Slow down, everyone. Don't close your eyes if you're driving, but consider the following. On every other show, I don't care what show it is, Fox, doesn't matter, there's stupid stuff said by the host, just like I sometimes say stupid stuff. But here, if someone says something stupid, they pay with cash. That's the difference, and that's why I love it. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas in Atlanta. All right, Brad, give us – if you go to pregame.com, you can click the Game Center, and you can see the bet splits and the cash splits on every game, Super Bowl included. Tell us how the betting has gone since the opener when it comes to – we know it's moved towards the Patriots. The question is, what percentage of tickets, what percentage of bets?
Yeah, so last time we talked on Friday with the audience here, there was about a total handle was right around 700,000. That is at the pregame.com Game Center. And what
so we've got,
seen
so
in the
we,
last –
we got multiple sources,
yep.
And they aggregate together and – as of Friday, there was 700,000 bet from those sources, and we had the per bet data on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we did. And since then, we've seen nearly a 50% increase. We're now over $1 million bet. And we have right now, the Patriots have gotten 70% of the tickets and 77% of the cash pregame, showing the Patriots a 2.5-point favorite.
That's interesting. So 70% of the bets slash tickets. So each, if I bet a dollar, or if so-and-so bets a dollar, I bet $1,000, Fez bets $10,000. It's all one bet each. But then even a greater percentage of cash on the Patriots. And remember, guys, pregame.com, the only place in the world with those cash numbers for free. Just hit the Game Center. You'll see them. It's fascinating, especially when there's a big difference between the cash and the tickets. It's a sign the big bet's going one way and the small bet's going the other. And you know pros versus Joes which way you want
to
go.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas!
On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to talk about Anthony Davis here. this is what Vegas does best, unparalleled, is we quantify. It could be, oh, Anthony Davis, Lakers, that'd be good. Okay, that's what – or someone might say, I don't think AD and LeBron can play together. That's typical talk radio. We don't do that. We're going to break it down. So, Fez, let's start with some numbers here. Let's assume the Lakers, and I think that's the most interesting destination potential for AD. Let's say the Lakers get him. And let's say they have to trade three young talent. You know, maybe it's Ball, maybe, you know, it doesn't really matter. To some degree, it's fairly interchangeable. We all might have our opinion of who they should trade or shouldn't. But let's assume, from what I've seen, three talented youngsters. What would the odds of the Lakers winning the title be if that trade were made tomorrow compared to what the odds are right now?
The current odds are 25-1, RJ. I would only make the Lakers 20-1 even with the trade.
Wait a minute. Let's understand this for a second. You're telling me right now the Lakers are 25-1 to win the title, and you're telling me if they get the what? Third best player, fourth. Where do you got AD? Where do you got Anthony Davis 1-2X ranked in the NBA?
I've got AD the fourth best player behind LeBron, Harden, and Giannis.
So you're telling me the team. All right, this is interesting. This is fascinating. So the Lakers would have two of the four best players in the NBA, and the odds to win the title would be 20-1. Golden State has zero of the Fezzik's four best players in the NBA, but they're like better than even money. Explain.
Well, I'm worried the Lakers aren't even going to make the playoffs, RJ. Currently, projections show they only have a 25% to get in. So even if they pick up AD, that's a major concern. They might not make the playoffs.
That's fascinating. So you're saying right now, and I think this is from 538. So right now, we're saying there's a 25% chance the Lakers even make the playoffs. Now, they're not calculating, oh, what would happen if they got Anthony Davis? So, but boy, even if they did, right, there's not a lot of the season's been played already. And no matter how good the players are, and the famous example was Miami and the Big Three, how they started their first season slowly, there's an integration required. A team just doesn't start playing as a team immediately. So your thinking is, even with Anthony Davis on the Lakers with LeBron minus three youngsters, that – not saying they would only have a 25% chance to make the playoffs, but you're saying the odds of them making the playoffs would be what, 50% or less?
I think it would still be slightly under 50%, and a lot of that, RJ, the Lakers have a monster difficult schedule. Their next six games, I'm not sure they're going to win more than one of them.
In the next six? Wow. RJ Bell straight out of Vegas, breaking down Anthony Davis, the Vegas perspective on the potential trade. Talking Lakers, Fez says only 20-1 to win the title if the Lakers get AD in the near term. We're projecting three youngsters right now. And obviously, if they could keep more quality players, it would be better for the Lakers. Part of this is Lakers right now only a 25% chance to make the playoffs. Wouldn't it be better than 50, Fezzik says, even with AD immediately? Okay, let's be optimistic. Anthony Davis is traded, and the Lakers make the playoffs with him. They make it. Now, what are the Lakers' odds entering the playoffs at that point to win the title?
Let's make it 14-1.
Okay, so Golden State would be ahead of them. Boston would be ahead of them. Toronto would be ahead of them. Now, let's just even stop and question that for a moment, okay? They would have two of the four best players in the NBA. How wouldn't they? I get it. They might not make the playoffs. You can't win the title if you don't make the playoffs. But if they made the playoffs with AD, that means they played fairly well with them. So the assumption already is they played fairly well, and he was integrated fairly well. At that point, how could you have anyone but Golden State above them?
The answer is that all these teams that are ahead of the Lakers.
Fez, I'm not hearing you. Say it.
The Lakers, even with a huge upgrade in their power rating, RJ, they're still so far behind all these other teams, they would only be comparable to all these other teams.
But you're answering the question by telling me that you're answering the question with your opinion, right, which is that the Lakers would be a lesser team than Golden State, Boston, Toronto. And let's say Golden State for sure is correct. Boston, Toronto might even be correct. But you're also saying that Milwaukee would have a better chance and Houston would have a better chance. So just show me the matchup of Houston versus the Lakers. Where's Chris Paul now at on the Fezzik list?
Yeah, so Chris Paul would be right around 15th.
So you're saying it's 115 and then nothing versus 1-4 and more than nothing. So if you actually took just minus three good players from the Lakers, aren't the Lakers deeper at that point than Houston is after the top two?
Well, Capella would be the fifth best player, but then Lakers would
let's
be much
go,
deeper.
Yeah, but let's not go into any – I mean, but it, so I guess that's what I don't get. How can you have a better top two and the Lakers, AD in this hypothetical, and LeBron – and also be deeper, but be a lesser team.
Well, it's all about the integration of the parts. So,
but the assumption is if they make the playoffs, they've integrated pretty well.
Well, and the Lakers are going to be the number 7 or 8 seed, even if they make the playoffs.
Now, so now it's the home court. It's all coming down to the home court.
That's another part of it.
Oh, yes. Fez. Brad, it feels like Fez is fading here. What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, they're going to be on the road.
You agree with what?
Well, I don't know. Boston and Toronto, yes. Milwaukee and Houston, I think, is stretching it. But the fact that the Lakers won't have a single home court advantage series in any of them, that's a major disadvantage, RJ.
Except Cleveland had one home series last year, right? They seem to do okay with LeBron, and who was their number two? Compare that Cleveland team last year to LeBron and Anthony Davis with whoever's left on the Lakers, and I think that's a much, much better team. Luckily, we're going to have a chance to debate a lot of NBA as the weeks and months continue.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, Fez, you got a prop. This is one of the five best bets. You're betting thousands on it. And boy, Fez, I'm going to let you run. You got 45 seconds here. Tell us your prop bet.
I'm going to bet there'll be no score in the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds. RJ, I love this bet. How do I lose this bet? More than likely, a long pass play, so there's a quick drive. I don't see there being a long pass play for either team, regardless of who gets the ball. If New England gets the ball, you talked about it, ground and pound, take advantage of the Rams' soft run defense, a whole lot of Sony Michel, a lot of dinking and dunking. And if the Rams get the ball, I don't think McVay trusts Goff to be throwing the ball down the field. I think they are going to go ahead and have ball control, matriculate the ball down the field. Either way, under five, no score first 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
All right, no score first 5:30. It's going to be right around minus 110.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.